This is Ron Moss Ministries. On yesterday, I received several phone calls from people, spirits that wanted to be uplifted through all the adversities that they have been facing, all the situations and circumstances that they've been going through. And they wanted some encouragement. They wanted to know that it's going to get better. They wanted to know, they said, Reverend Moss, when will it change? When will it start to look better? And I told them that I couldn't give them the answer to that. That's not up to me. And it made me think about a song by Keith Pringle and then Marvin Winans redid it. And the song is entitled, I Feel Like Going On. And that's the encouragement that I tried to give those folk on yesterday. The song says, though trials may come on every hand, but I feel like going on. And I know that's hard for somebody who won't have enough money to buy groceries by Monday, won't have any money to put gas in their car by Monday, won't have enough money to start paying some essential bills that bill collectors are now saying they need to get their money. Landlords are now saying because parts of the city and parts of the county are reopening now, landlords are saying we want our rent money now. The question is, what do I do when I don't have it? I haven't been working in 2 and 3 months. I haven't had anything coming in, and everything I've had, I've ran out. And I've tried, and I tried my best to convince them. I know it's hard, but don't let it get inside of you. Keep it on the outside of you and just repeat this over and over again. I feel like going on. You see, we are in a uncertainty right now. We don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next. We don't know if this pandemic is going to go away. Is it going to get worse? Or are we going to have a vaccine? Are we going to be able to test everybody? There's so much uncertainty going on right now that people are panicking. People are scrambling. People are, you know, the data says that there's more domestic violence now. There's more abuse happening to kids now. Folk haven't been used to having their kids at home with them 24 hours a day. Folk ain't used to being home with their mate or whoever 24 hours a day. And some folk are sick and tired of being with the people that they're supposed to love. They don't want to be around the people that they're supposed to love. They don't want to be around the people that they had, that they're supposed to raise. They've lost their patience. But I feel it again in my spirit. You got to be able to tell yourself, I feel like going on. And you gotta keep be encouraged that it's going to get better. Be encouraged that it's got to get better. But you can't let it get to you. You can't allow this particular storm. You can't allow this particular adversity. You can't allow it to take over you and control you. You still have control. You're still in charge. I feel like going on. Though trials may come on every hand, I feel like going on. I may not have any groceries come Monday, but God is going to make a way because I feel like going on. The landlord might give me a 30-day notice. And I might have to start looking for another place, but I feel like going on. I may not have enough gas to make it to work or be able to go and look for jobs, but I feel like going on. And I believe that once you get that type of spirit in you, and then you'll be able to say that I'm still standing. No matter what may come my way, I'm still standing. And I believe that's the type of spirit that we got to have right now. My prayer and my hope is things will get better. I know for me, because of the phone calls, I've got to get those folks. We're going to make sure that lady has her groceries. We're going to try to talk to the people who are over those rental properties and find out what can we do, how can we help, you know, so we can get some ease, bring some folks' mind at ease. We're going to talk to the city and the county and try to help folk who are hurting right now. That's where we come together. You know, that's where we feel like going on. Some of us have been blessed through this pandemic. And what I mean by blessed is that you're still working. You're still getting a paycheck. You're still able to provide. You're still able to look at your family and still being able to do the things that you haven't missed a beat. And I know that you're lifting up holy hands right now and looking up to the hills and saying, Lord, I thank you. Even if you work in the hospital area and we're praying that you're protecting yourself, we're praying that because of the sacrifice that you're making that you don't get this COVID-19. But we thank God that you're continuing to get an income. We thank God that you're still able to be able to take care of yourself. But can I help somebody today? We all bear a responsibility for our neighbors too. We all bear a responsibility for our neighbors too. And so we got to make sure that we're taking care of them too. I feel like going on. And so, Lord, right now, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being God, and thank you for being God all by yourself. Thank you for giving us life, health, and strength. And I know a lot of times we take it for granted, but in this particular hour at 2:45 a.m. in the morning, Lord, I want to say thank you. Because you didn't have to allow me to be here at this point in time. You didn't have to do it, but I'm so grateful that you did. Lord, we thank you right now for opportunities. Lord, we thank you for grace, and we thank you for mercy. We thank you for allowing us to be in the right mind. We thank you for allowing us to continue to be encouraged that things are going to get better. You made a promise to us. You told us that we're going to go through some trials and tribulations. You told us that we're going to suffer. You didn't tell us how. You didn't tell us when. But you prepared us a long time ago. You gave us fair warning a long time ago. So, Lord, as we weather this situation, as we weather these circumstances, we lift our hands towards heaven. And we're praying, Lord, that you continue to do what you do best. Continue to love us in spite of. Continue to guide us. Continue to protect us. Continue to be a healer. Continue to be a deliverer. Continue to set folk free right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're not going to give up, Lord. We're going to continue to sing that song that I feel like going on, because we know we're not going through this by ourselves. And so, Lord, be with this young lady who's got three kids and she's afraid that by Monday she's not going to have any groceries. Lord, we pray for the young sister who wants to keep her job, but she doesn't have any gas money. We pray for the sister who doesn't have a job and is afraid that she's going to get kicked out of her apartment. Lord, we pray that doors will open. We pray that we will come together on Monday, and we'll do what neighbors do best. We'll take care of each other. Lord, we thank you for the spirit of believing that things are going to work out. Thank you for the spirit of knowing that you're there. And so, Lord, we magnify you right now. We lift up holy hands, Lord, and we praise you. You said in your word, as praises go up, blessings will come down. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for being our Alpha and our Omega. Thank you for being our beginning and our end. Lord, we thank you right now for continuing to be our all and our all. Ultimately, Lord, we thank you for being our everything. And so, Lord, we're going to believe it right now in the name of Jesus that no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like later on today, we're believing that it's going to work out. And while it's working out, we're going to continue to say, I feel like going on. I'm going to keep on standing. I'm going to keep on believing. I'm going to keep on trusting that no matter what, everything will work out for my good. All things work together for good for them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. And so right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whatever we're facing, we believe it right now that it's going to work out for our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, yeah. Peace.